The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Sith Council. Boy, we're excited, man. We're one day away from Star Wars Celebration. We're going to preview a lot of the panels coming up and things we're going to be doing and all of that, right? And we have a bunch of questions that you guys had submitted also. I'm going to try to get to as many as possible. But there's some other stuff, I guess, with the Acolyte that we can bring up and talk about. But the most part, it's going to be a lot of Star Wars Celebration things, what we're expecting, our final predictions, that and more. And we're finally getting to the bottom of this bet, whether Mike thinks it's the Mandela effect or not. It's just me and Mike Kalinowski today. Steph is going to be with us all weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for Star Wars Celebration. Don't forget, if you haven't done it already, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification button, because we are going to be putting up a great many videos this week. A lot of them, man, because there's so much. And I think what we're going to do, and if you're not already subscribed to the podcast feed, the Big Thing podcast feed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you'll get all the Jedi, Freudian slip, Sith Council episodes. And we're probably going to put out an episode Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, potentially. Potentially. We have to see. I got some equipment for us to check it out. But nonetheless, it's going to be a good one. It's me. It's Mike Kalinowski. It's the Sith Council. Let's do it. Wrong show.
Feel your anger. It gives you focus, makes you stronger.
Welcome back, everybody. Sith Council. It's myself. Mike Kalinowski is here.
Here I am.
There he
is. Look at me there.
You got what a week.
Talking into the mic.
What a weekend for you.
Who's over this?
You got Star Wars Celebration. You got a title defense on Friday. It's a lot going down.
I didn't plan this that way. That sucks.
I did. I planned it.
This sucks.
I know. It's going to be fun, man. Are you excited? First Star Wars Celebration?
Yeah, buddy. I was thinking about this. It kind of caught me off guard because you've been talking about it for a while and getting in and we'll do the press thing and everything. And I didn't think about it, you know? And I don't know why.
What a way for you to experience your first one.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, go ahead.
I've been the luck. Can I talk? And you're going to say
no,
you just
ahead.
Asked me one little thing.
Go ahead.
My first Comic-Con experience was an incredible experience as well. I had gotten into the guys that I'd gone with forever, and we got into Hall H the day of. We walked up, and they said, "Hey, say this word at the door." We said this word at the door. We got right into Hall H
right.
for the whole thing.
When did you go? What was your first one?
2014.
Okay.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
So my first Celebration, incredible.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I'm caught off guard. I'm unprepared. Unprepared for this.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
Be prepared. You'll be prepared because we got
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Why have we not? This is the one that's different places every year, right?
No, they switch it up.
It used to be in Orlando.
Not always. They switch it up. They go
Anaheim.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, it differs.
Yeah, so it was Anaheim in 2015.
Okay.
It was London in 2016.
Well, what the heck is it doing over there?
Well, I don't know hopefully they don't do that again. 2017 was Orlando.
Okay.
2019 was Chicago.
No, 18?
2018.
Math.
No. 2018, there was nothing.
Why not?
There was really not a lot coming out. I think they do it every 2 years, to be honest. And then it was supposed to be 2020. Then they pushed it. It was supposed to be 2021.
There wasn't one last year.
They didn't do one
in Atlanta?
No.
Okay.
No, so I don't know. I mean, maybe
okay, so maybe I'm caught off. That's why I'm not caught off guard. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So they could switch it up. But so here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about, let's look at this, see if there's any stories that are worth note. I mean, there are some, but I know like this.
Your spelling's atrocious.
Watch your mouth.
I'm watching it come up on the screen.
The Acolyte. I want to talk about the High Republic because I'm excited about this series, man. This is Star Wars News Net. This one's from Nate Manning. There arguably isn't a known Star Wars production that is more mysterious than The Acolyte. We know the basics. It takes place at the end of the High Republic era, about 100 years before The Phantom Menace, and it will dive into the dark side and how it infiltrated the New Republic. or the Republic, excuse me. In a new conversation with Vanity Fair, Kathleen Kennedy and showrunner Leslie Headland now reveal the inspiration behind the show found inside the Star Wars galaxy and in ours. The Acolyte is part of Lucasfilm's next phase in fleshing out the time period before the Star Wars, excuse me, the Skywalker saga. For those unfamiliar with the High Republic, it's kind of a time of prosperity for the galaxy, so while considering the look of the show, Headland went back to do something a lot of fans have brought up about the movies. She says, I love the fact that George Lucas, when he originally made episodes 4 through 6, you can see he wants everything to feel it has this particular type of decay. This is a lived-in sci-fi fantasy world, not a sleek, well-put-together aesthetic. He was really going for something. I think that was a bit revolutionary at the time. When he tasked himself with making the prequels, the way he decided to address technology and all those types of things was to make it look sleeker, better-looking, almost more advanced time. That's what's kind of weird about Star Wars. The further you go back, the better things are. A long time ago actually becomes more futuristic. So while we are creating this type of world, we're trying to carry George's concept that the further you go back, the more exciting, new, and sleek and interesting things look. While we don't know exactly how the publishing side of the High Republic will line up with the Acolyte, Headland gets to play in a time much closer to the movies, and she touched on how the already established aesthetic will tie into her show. The High Republic is so golden in so many ways. The Jedi uniforms are gold and white, and it's almost like they would never get dirty. They would never be out and about. This stuff we covered already, so they all look great. We know this already. And it has to be we know about the infiltrating the Sith. We talked about this. So this is the thing that came up that I'm really excited about. So it's been emphasized over and over again how important the dark side is for the Acolyte. Headland has yet to explain what it's going to look like, but Kathleen Kennedy brought up what else we could see in the series. Apparently, Helen is a major expanded universe fan and is bringing